way high and in from Cole Reagans for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Cole Reagans is a Florida native, makes his home in Tallahassee, was drafted out of high school in Tallahassee by the Rangers. 1-0 pitch, that'll settle in for a called strike, 1-1. When the guy, just think you tip your cap to a guy who's been through what he has been through. You missed three seasons, two due to Tommy John surgery. And, of course, 2020 went away for everybody. Boy, that had to be just so frustrating. He was ready to come back. Pitch swung on and fouled back. Jammed him a little bit. Good fastball. Count is 1-2. Fastball touching about 94. I mean, you missed 2018 due to Tommy John surgery. 2019 due to a second Tommy John surgery. Two different procedures. 1-2 pitch. Fouled back. And then there is no baseball to be played in 2020. And a really cool deal. Midway through last season, Cole was pitching at the high A level on the Rangers farm. He was selected for the All-Star Futures game. Here's the 1-2. Just down and in. Two balls, two strikes. And he was told not only was he going to the All-Star Futures game, but when he came back, he was going to be promoted to the Double-A Rough Riders. And he said that was, he described it. I'll give him a hall pass on this one. He described it as unbelievable. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball out towards shortstop. Ironman will move up. Ball gobbled by Durant. Boy, Hein Goldberg beat it. He did. My goodness, kid can run. Ball took a little bit of time to get to shortstop Ezekiel Durant. His throw through the wind was strong, but Goldberg, and I love it about Michael Goldberg and Zach Gelof both. They both really hustle. And Goldberg, it's G-U-L-D, by the way. He has good speed, and he beats that out. So Ironman advances to third. Goldberg with an infield single. And now here's William Simonite, runners at the corners, tying run at the plate. Swing and a miss. Hounds catcher comes up empty. Simonite at 227. No home runs, 10 driven in. 8 of his 10 RBIs have been at home. First baseman and catcher. 0-1 set by Reagans. Cole with the 0-1. Swing and a miss. What a good breaking pitch, and the count is 0-2. Cole was a first-round draft choice out of high school in Tallahassee, 2016 draft. So pitched two seasons and then missed three. The 0-2 stretch and pitch, shot, check, swing, got it. Now on strikes. Boy, a three-pitch whiff and got him too tempted at that high fastball, and out on strikes is Simonite. First strikeout for Cole Reagans, and now a big batter here as the Hounds have first and third, but now it's two men down. Riders took advantage of their opportunity at the top of the inning. Pitch on the way, swung on and lifted high in the air to center field, but plenty of room for Strong. He will settle under it, and he will make the play. So the inning is over, and Rockhounds come up empty. Got a couple of base runners, a double and an infield single, but nothing to go with it. So we've played two in the breeze and the clouds in West Texas Village Car Wash score. Frisco 3, the Rockhounds nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Frisco leads the Rockhounds by the score of 3-0. We go to the top half of inning number 3. And if we are surprising you a little bit by already being a couple innings into this ball game, again, the weather forecast is such, and boy, it turns out, of course, the decision was made yesterday just looking at the forecast, and it was done, of course, with the approval of Minor League and Major League Baseball and the two managers, so there was a lot of communication going on. But the weather forecast was such that we really felt the earlier start by 1 hour might allow us to get the ball game in. And today's forecast, the way it is described by the Weather Channel, says severe storms, strong storms, beginning at about 4 o'clock. So good decision, it looks like. Swing and a first pitch and a high fly ball to left center field is going to be, anybody drifting in? It's going to be Calabwig who will make the catch. Was watching Michael Goldberg and Chase Calabwig, and they both kind of hesitated for a moment, but Chase had it in his sights, and Ezekiel Duran will fly out on the first pitch of the third inning. Fly ball out, Duran flies out to Calabwig, one man down in the third. Dustin Harris, the batter. Bounced out to pitcher Matt Milburn to end the first inning. 1-2-3 in the first and a mess in the second. Good fastball, called strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Harris just 4-for-17 in the series. Boy, he has had some hard outs. 0-1 pitch. Foul ball away. Count 0-2. We mentioned with Dustin, the guy who was drafted out of junior college in St. Petersburg, Florida, by the A's. Has really amped up his prospect status since going to the Rangers. The 0-2 is up high. And it's one ball and two strikes. It was a 2020 trade deadline move, the Mike Minor trade. Here's the 1-2. Inside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. And a lot of folks surprised. He's a good contact hitter, and the power has really emerged as well. The 2-2. Ground ball sharply hit up the middle. That's a base hit. So an 0-2 count turns into a 2-2 single up the middle. Third base hit for the Riders, one on one out for Blaine Crim. Singled and scored in the second inning, did Blaine? That's here in the top half of the third. Hounds adjusting a little bit. Outfielder Chase Calabwig playing him ever so slightly to pull in center. And Blaine swings and sends the first pitch straight back. Apologize for not having it at my fingertips. I didn't, just absolutely spaced on it. Mentioned the Hounds going to Amarillo next week. The Riders will head back home. They will take on Arkansas at Riders Field beginning Tuesday. Six-game series, of course, in the Metroplex. 0-1 pitch, runner at first base goes. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw. Oh, Simon, I got him. Good, strong throw out at second base. Harris thought he beat it, but no argument from Jared Gettert. Boy, William Simonite. Good strong throw, 2-4 on the putout, so two men down and a 1-1 count. Yep, no discussion from the third base coaching box. Pitch to Crim is down and away, and the count is 2-1. And Wichita has been caught only three times on the base paths or had when the Rockhounds were there, and Simo had one of those. Here's the wind in the 2-1 pitch, and that's a strike, and the count evens up at 2-2. So the base hit wiped away on the clock stealing. The top half of inning number three, the Riders, though, with a 3-0 lead. Pitch from Milburn, fly ball, right field, that's well struck. Going toward the bullpen, it's going to get there, and that is gone. Got the back wall of the bullpen in right field, a solo home run. And boy, the caught stealing all the bigger now. Although the Riders have a solid lead, it might have been a two-run home run had Harris not been thrown out. So Crim just lined that ball to the back wall of the bullpen. That's a well-hit ball. That is at least a double anywhere in the league. And like I say, there are some short porches that I think probably would have gotten out of as well. So now here's Justin Foscue, who walked and scored his first time around. Now, he scored on a throwing error by Matt Milburn, and I'm looking at the card, and if you assume that he would have been out, then I think only one of Matt's first three runs earned, but that's just a scorecard issue. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-1. Mitchin Foscue at a solid 294 since getting a little bit of a late arrival out of spring training. First rounder out of Huntsville, Alabama. It's his home, right-handed hitter. Swings and drives one left field. Boy, if it's fair, it's going to do damage. High, deep. Is it fair? Is it foul? It is a foul ball into the left field corner. wind probably pushed that foul. Couldn't see precisely where it dropped, but again, the deep corners, both left and right field, are out of our view. That ball dropped on the playing surface, but a foul ball, so the wind probably pushed that one the other side of the line. Swinging a fly ball to straightaway center. Cowboy started back, and now it's coming. He's going to have to hurry. He slides and is unable to make the play. Hoskew turns and comes to second. Boy, Chase, I think, misread that a little bit, and, of course, the wind and the clouds and what have you. So that'll turn into a pop-up double for Justin Foskew in the shallow center field. Just a little bit of hesitation, and Chase broke on the ball as best he could, tried to make a sliding catch but could not get there. So Foskew with the double. Runner in scoring position, two men down. Josh Stowers flew out on a first pitch swing in the second inning, flew out to left. Tempted, doesn't go, takes a strike, 0-1. So the Riders jumping out on top in this one, a 4-0 ball game. Josh Stowers at 340, by the way, in his 15 games. Moves that bat north and south, waggles on, takes up an inning, got hit by the pitch. Well, you know that hurt. He just throws the bat away and walks over toward his own dugout. He's trying to tell himself that didn't hurt, but man, that did. Boy, Stowers crouching in front of the Frisco dugout, so we'll have to get a look at him. That one, I'm guessing, got him on the hand. Michi Takazawa, athletic trainer, will attend to him. Boy, Josh drops down into a down on his haunches. Boy, that ball got him flush, so getting looked at by the athletic trainer. Now I think he's going to stay in the game. It's a pat on the back from Jared Gettert. So it's first and second. There are two men down in the inning. One of those, remember, though, was a caught stealing. So hit by pitch is Stowers. Foskew already on at second. And the batter is David Garcia. RBI single his first time up. David, the Riders catcher. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Two on, two out, one run in on the Blaine Krim home run. Pitch to the outside half of the plate, called strike 0-1. David Garcia out of Caracas, Venezuela. Guy has been on the 40-man roster for the Texas Rangers at one point. The 0-1 stretch and a pitch, and that's bounced foul. Count is 0-2. Garcia, one of the catchers in this system, trying to make his case to maybe be the backup for Sam Huff along the way. Guy gets good grades both behind the plate and at the dish. Swings and hits the ball right at shortstop. Boy, they had him played perfectly. Jeremy Ironman will make the play. He'll come to first with it for the out. So the inning is over, but Blaine Krim with a solo home run. And he did hit it hard. It's one run on three base hits. A hit batsman, no errors, a caught stealing. And two men are left on base. So we go to the bottom half of the third. The Riders extend the lead. Village Car Wash score. Frisco 4. The Rockhounds nothing.
Parenting is full of surprises.
You never know what to expect.
So after our son was born, I called my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent to set up a life insurance policy in case something happened to me.
Sawyer is now 2.
And we'll soon have a sister. There's no one else I would trust with protecting my family.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And from Hilliard IT Solutions, little trivia coming your way, early game trivia. Oh, yeah, I'd lost it for a moment. I remembered it being pretty good stuff. Longest game in Major League Baseball history. It was played on this date. Now, this is longest game in number of innings, not for time, but for number of innings. It was played a while ago, so time probably wasn't nearly what we might have expected, but in terms of number of innings, longest game in Major League Baseball history. Just for fun, how many innings and what was the score? Yeah, it goes back a little ways, and there are a couple of really cool things about it. Bottom half of the third, and a called strike to Shane Selman, and it's 0-1. Top of the order on deck, Max Schumann. Riders 4, Rockhounds nothing in the third inning. Swinging a high pop-up off Shane's bat, foul ground, first base side wind. I think he'll carry this well out of play. Oh, guy trying to make a barehanded catch, and ouch. Well, he's got something in his right hand, tried to make the catch with his left. The ball glanced off his hands, but he then retrieved it. He's got his phone. He didn't even get off the phone and almost made the catch. That's talent. Here's a swing and a miss, and Selman up and right back down on three pitches. Cole Reagans with his second strikeout. And here's Max Schumann. Max flew out to center field his first time up. He's still on his phone, by the way. Well, I hope he writes with his right hand because his left has got to be pretty sore. Tried to catch that foul ball. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Always looks so gentle. You know, you see it on TV or you're watching from across the ballpark. And in person, I think you get a little bit more of a feel for it. That's not easy to catch. That ball can hurt. Pitch up and away for a ball. It's 2-0 to Max. Chase Calabuig is on deck. Cole Reagans, left-hander, into his third inning of work. Cole making his fourth start. Numbers have been really good across the board to open 2022. Bends one over the inside edge and just missed inside, 3-0. Coming in, 12 and two-thirds innings, 10 base hits, only 5 walks, and 17 strikeouts. 3-0 to Schumann, high strike, 3-1. Cole with a 1.18 whip and the opposition hitting just 208 against him coming in. Here's the 3-1 to Max, takes a strike in the knees. Boy, he has had great touch with that fastball. That one hit 95, and again, just knee-high inside corner. He's thrown a couple of those virtually perfect pitches. Delivery to Schumann, sent back up the middle, and it is just over the glove of the second baseman, Foscue, in the center field, a base hit. Boy, Foscue, who had, that brilliant defensive play a couple of nights ago, off the line drive by Simonite, almost did it again. Well, that's not easy, that wind blowing out there as well. So, single to center, and Max Schumann with a base hit. Guys have 4 hits in the ball game. Max now 4 for his last 8. Here's Chase Calabuig, swings and fouls it away. As Chase, he singled his first time up, just dribbled one up the first baseline and beat it out. Throw got away, but he had an infield single. Zach Geloff waiting on deck. One man on and one man out. Foul ball retrieved down in left field by Dustin Harris. Calabuig in from the left side. Couple of home runs and 9 driven in. One of the home runs coming last night. Tossed to first base by Reagans. And that is a very soft toss. Just a hello, how are you? Max, of course, very good base dealer. Has 8 thieveries. He's been caught one time. 4-0 ball game. Riders lead it in the last of the third inning. Calabuig waits. There goes Max. Pitch taken down and away. Here's the throw by Garcia, but no way you get him. And the thief, the burglar, has his 9th. 9 out of 10 on the season for Max. Love watching him steal bases. 1-1 to Chase Calabuig. Runner in scoring position. Hounds trying to get on the board against the boy, talented young left-hander out of Tallahassee. 1-1 from Reagans. Down and away. Broadcasters jinx, 2 balls and a strike. Tell you how good he is, and he yanks one to the dirt. Again, the Riders have taken 3 out of the first 5 of this series. Rockhounds trying to split this home series, and the Riders trying to get out of Dodge with another Road Series outright win. Swinging a fly ball, left center field, well struck, but the wind will knock it down. Drifting over and, boy, moving a ton to make the catches Strom. That wind is really pushing. Fly ball out, handled by Kellen Strom in just left of straightaway center field. Two away, and here's Zach Geloff, bounced into a 6-3 double play his first time up. It was tomorrow a league-wide off day, and that's the way the schedule is built these days. Boy, I know the guys have to just love that. I think anybody who travels the road of minor league baseball loves that schedule with Mondays off, then Tuesday through Sunday series. Geloff waits, runner in scoring position, pitch to Zach Biggs, swing and a miss, had a rip at a fastball down, and it's 0-1. I was asked in an email not long ago if six-game series have ever been tried before, and yes, for a long time. They were actually a staple through much of the older Texas League schedule. I say old, I was here. Throw to second base behind Schumann. Boy, that was close. They almost got it. Foskey thought they did. When Max was well off the bag, and David Garcia threw a strong blue shot down to second base, and Max dove in back under the tag. One ball, one strike to Zach Geloff, right-handed hitting third baseman. Zach takes strike over the inside corner. One ball and two strikes. Rockhounds threatened in the second inning at first and third with one man down, but Reagan's got a strikeout and a fly ball to center field. One on and two out here. Pitch to Geloff. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Boy, fastball at 95, and that was elevated. Zach couldn't catch it. So no runs on a base hit, no errors. And one man is left on. Your Village Car Wash score through the first three innings of Sunday afternoon baseball reads the Frisco Rough Riders 4 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
3-3, Frisco on top by the score of 4-0. Hits have been pretty even, but the Riders have taken better advantage, and the Rockhounds have contributed a little bit with an error along the way. Frisco, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 4-5-0 for the Riders. And for the Rockhounds, no runs, 4 hits, and one error. Error was costly, although looking back now, I guess the scoring, the run did not score on the error. The error compounded the play because of giving Kellen Strom an RBI. Now we're set to go, and the leadoff batter is Kellen Strom. Right on cue. Takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strike. So 4-5-1 for the Rockhounds. For the Riders, 4-5-0, the Rockhounds, no runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Finale of a 6-game series, the first meeting of the season between these two clubs. Pitch to the outside corner of the knees for a strike, and it's 1-1. So Kellen now 6 runs batted in on the season, couple in this series as a solo home run, and is credited with a run driven in. A swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Riders with 3 runs in the second inning. So Garcia, Strom, and Hare each driving home runs. And then the solo home run by Krim in the third. Pitch down and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hounds have had base runners in all 3 innings, but Cole Riggins has not allowed any of them to Come on home. 2-2 pitch. Drops down and away. Ball three. They appeal, but no, did not go. Kellen Strom, Trey Hare, and J.P. Martinez here in the Riders' fourth inning. Mentioned Frisco goes home to host the Arkansas Travelers. Seattle Mariners double-A affiliate, 3-2. Nope, down and in, ball four. It's a frustrating walk, I'm sure, for Matt Milburn. Leadoff walk, and Strom is on board. Second walk with one-hit batsman for Matt, and here's Trey Hare. Rockhounds will go to Amarillo. It's one of those oddities of the schedule. Rockhounds making their third road trip of the season, their second to Amarillo. The first one, of course, the season-opening three-gamer. Hounds are next home 1 week from Tuesday on the 10th day of May. And Corpus Christi comes right back to town. Makes perfect sense. Pitch up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The Hooks will come to town for a six-game series. They will have been here twice before the middle of May, and they don't come back. And scheduling is such a fine art. One ball, no strikes. A bunt and a beauty. Milburn will make the play. He's going to have to hurry to get him, and yep, they do. That's a gorgeous bunt dropped down by Trey Hare. Down to second goes Strom on the sacrifice. 1-3, and that'll push Strom into scoring position. Trey Hare, that's just the ideal sacrifice bunt. You dropped it down beautifully, gave yourself a chance to get a base hit out of it. And you do advance the runner one way or another. So one on, one out, top of the order, J.P. Martinez. J.P. is in a horrible slump. He's now 0 for 2 in this ballgame, 9 for 18 in the series. He takes down low at the shoe tops, one ball, no strikes. I just love his hitting line in this series. He has two home runs, he has two doubles, and he has two bunt singles. And he's stolen four bases in as many attempts. And he's hitting .500 in the series. Other than that, not doing a doggone thing. One little pitch is a high strike outside edge. 1-1. 4-0 Riders, top of the fourth inning. Frisco with the league's best record at 13-7. And again, so much of that has been done on the road. 9-2. And they have the lead in this one. Pickoff at second base. Close but not in time. Martinez at the plate. Ezekiel Duran waiting on deck. Matt Milburn out of Wofford College, Spartanburg, South Carolina. That's where he was drafted. 1-1 pitch. It's down the middle, a check swing. I think it was a called strike anyway. 1-2. Matt, who is from Dallas, but again went to school in South Carolina. Right hand over the sign. One ball, two strikes. Runner in scoring position. One away. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Down and in. Good fastball with some run on it, and out on strikes is Martinez. It's only his second strikeout of this series as well, so JP is 0 for 3 now in this ballgame. First strikeout for Matt Milburn, one on and two out, and here is Ezekiel Duran. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia again. We're looking for the longest game in big league history in terms of innings. Here's a called strike. Outside corner to Duran. Just for fun. How many innings and what was the score? Won't ask you to come up with the teams. They're both still around. Although this game was a while ago, but it was a pretty unique baseball game. 0-1 pitch. This ball hit high in the air. Left field, Goldberg going back. He has room. Again, the wind is a real factor. He'll haul that in. Deep left field, just short of the track. Well hit ball off the bat of Duran. But again, the very breezy conditions here this afternoon. Trivia answer coming up in a moment. No runs or hits. Base on balls issued and one man left on base. To the bottom of the fourth, Village Car Wash score. Frisco 4, Rockhounds nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cole Reagan's back to work in the bottom half of the fourth inning. He has a 4-0 advantage, and he'll face the middle third of the order. This is the part of the order that threatened against him in the second. Jeremy Eierman, who doubled, be followed by Jordan Diaz and Michael Goldberg, who singled, an infield single in that second inning. But again, Cole is not allowed to run across through his first three innings. Jeremy Eierman, the double his first time up. Good swing of the bat. He just ripped it through the breeze into deep left center field. Rockhouse shortstop leads it off, swings and fouls the first pitch away. 0-1 the count. Jeremy at 250. Right-handed hitter with three home runs and 13 driven in. Takes over the inside corner. Good off-speed pitch by Reagan's. Just floated over that inside edge. Quick 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes to the Hounds shortstop. The left-hander with the delivery swung on and drilled to left field. This is high and this ball deep. Going back and over to the corner. This ball is going to find its way into the bullpen. Gone! It is a sidewalk souvenir. That ball was really hard hit. And it got up in the jet stream and got pushed all over the place. Looked like it was going to straightaway left field or close to it. That ball winds up in the left field bullpen on an 0-2 pitch. Boy, we have seen a lot of that already this season, 21 games in. Not just an 0-2 count, an 0-2 pitch. So Eierman with a double and a solo home run. And here's Jordan Diaz, and he tries to follow suit, but he comes up empty. So the Rockhounds' fifth base hit, two of them for Jeremy Eierman, and a solo home run this time. Pitch down low, 1-1 to Diaz, a 4-1 ball game. Would love to if we could somehow get your computer out and just do this without the wind and the factors we have this afternoon. Pitch down and in. Love to see where that ball would have wound up on a calm evening because it looked like Jeremy got every ounce of that baseball. But, boy, the wind did push it. Might have knocked it down a bit. 2-1 pitch. Jordan badly fooled. Check swing on a pitch up and away. Two balls, two strikes to count. Michael Goldberg on deck. William Simonite will also bat in this inning. Hounds on the board. It's 4-1, though. Oh, and this time, the first time we've seen a guy out on this is going to be strike. He's out. Jordan didn't quite understand it. He was just called out. He took too much time, so an automatic strike is called, and out is Jordan Diaz. So a strikeout without throwing the third pitch. That's the first of those we've seen. Boy, and Jordan Diaz is really angry. Just slammed his bat and broke it in the dugout. Again, Borden, it's a lot of judgment involved. Pitch dropped down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. But batters are responsible, just as are pitchers, to maintain the pitch clock. And that time, Jordan took too much time. Automatic strike, and it was strike three. And an off-speed pitch swung on a miss. Goldberg comes up empty. Michael with an infield single his first time. Cannot remember the batter. Probably should. It's close. It's rattling around in the brain somewhere. 1-1 pitches, bounced foul at Corpus Christi good number of years ago. No pitch clock, of course. But the Rockhounds had a batter who was taking too much time, and you could call a strike back. And it was, of course, different kind of scenario, no pitch clock. 1-2 pitch, inside ball two. But he was taking a lot of time. An umpire said, get back in the box, and the Hounds hitter didn't do it, so a strike two was called. He still didn't get back in the box, and strike three was called. Swinging a little pop-up right side. Foul ground for Blaine Krim. Drifts over and makes the catch. Harmless pop-up into foul territory. Krim gloves it. Two men down for William Simonite. And that one still stands, and that's really unusual. I mean, without throwing, a guy threw one strike and got a strikeout. But we will see more of that now in this age. Here's a ball well struck to left field, but moving over in with room this time is Harris. Line drive to left off the bat of Simonite, handled by Harris, drifting over toward the line. So Jeremy Eierman with a solo home run One run on one base hit, no errors. And as the man said, there's nothing left but a vapor trail. Trivia answer coming up. We've played four at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Sunday afternoon baseball, Texas League style, Village Car Wash score. Frisco 4, Rockhounds 1.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Top of the fifth inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark, kind of playing the clock game today. We are told that, and the weather forecast, of course, isn't to the minute, but we are told that basically about 4 o'clock, Mother Nature is going to intrude rather harshly. So this game moved back from 2 to 1 o'clock, and at least according to the forecast today, really, really good call. Dustin Harris, Blaine Krim, and Justin Foscue here in the top of the fifth inning. Riders with a 4-1 advantage. Trivia looking for the longest game number of innings in big league history. And just for fun, how many innings and what was the score? We'll answer after the first pitch here to Dustin Harris. Left-handed hitter is 1-for-2 with a single and a caught stealing. Milburn delivers down and away for a ball. It was 1920. It was the Robins and the Braves. The Boston Braves, of course. The Robins, the Brooklyn Robins, are now the Dodgers. 1-0 pitch. Hard hit ball, first base, and boy, backhanded nicely. Jordan Diaz made a good play. Yeah, defense is not his strong suit, but that was a really good play. That ball was smacked. Almost one of those self-defense plays, and he got to the bag unassisted. So Jordan Diaz, really nice play at first base, one man down. Well, the Robins and the Braves, or the Dodgers and the Braves, who would be now played 26 innings. Longest in big league history. Pitch called strike. Boy, a dart inside corner at the knees to Blaine Krim. Krim has had a big game. He singled and scored, leading off the second. Solo home run in the third. 2-for-2, a couple scored, and one driven across. Takes just down low, one ball, one strike. So 26 innings of baseball. I bet it didn't take very long. Well, I mean, for 26 innings anyway. The 1-1 stretch. Pitch to the corner. Got there. Outside edge. So here, fifth inning, and Justin Foscue waiting on deck. And by the way, let me catch my card up here because I just got going on trivia and forgot to give you the pitching change. See, just when you think you're really rolling, you forget to get to pass along information. Nick Heiberger on to pitch. Matt Milburn going 4 innings. Had a pretty high pitch count, did Matt. Swinging a foul away. So Nick on in the fifth inning. And Matt went deep in a number of counts. Talked about that earlier, so 4 innings will be as far as he will go. And Nick Heiberger out of the Rockhounds bullpen. 2-2 and a swing and a miss. Got him. Boy, he cranked that to 96. Said this often watching Nick Heiberger pitch. I think he's one of the really fascinating guys on the staff because he can certainly really throw hard, easily into those mid-90s. Matt will go four innings, gives up five base hits, four runs, and again, three of them will be deemed earned. Stumbling on that a little bit, but three will be earned. Pitch down and away for a ball. Justin Buskey, the batter. Nobody on and two men down. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 4-1. Riders in the lead. Buskey has walked, scored, and he's also doubled. That was a little flare double. Ground ball, third base, sharply hit. Knocked down by Geloff. Retrieves, throws, got him. So Nick Heiberger out of the bullpen in a 1-2-3 inning, including a strikeout. A couple of hard hit baseballs, but handled by his two corner infielders. So we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning of play. Our Village Car Wash score will remain. Frisco 4 and the Rockhounds 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Designated hitter Jake Suttleson leads it off. Shane Selman in the top of the order. Max Schumann to follow in the last of the fifth inning. 4-1, the Riders lead. Cole Reagans, left-hander, back to work. Line drive down the left field side. Base hit for Suttleson. Breaking pitch that hung up a little bit, and Jake jumped all over it. Lead-off base hit. Hounds have had a base runner on in every inning in this game, but have scored only once. That's the second, make it the third leadoff base hit. Ironman actually led off the fourth with a solo home run. So 4-1 ball game and base hit for Jake. That will be Shane Selman. Three-pitch strikeout his first time. Reagan set, left-hander delivers. This ball is popped up as it playable. David Garcia gives a look, but no, that'll get out of play. Talking about the longest game in big league history played on in number of innings. Played on this date in 1920, the Brooklyn Robins, who would become the Dodgers, and the Boston Braves, who would become the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves, played 26 innings. That's certainly, I mean, that's a lot. Pitch up high for a ball, but there are a couple of great things about that game. The game was a tie. 26 innings and they tied. The score was 1-1 in 26 innings. Delivery swung on and missed for a change up away, and the count goes 1-2. They should have written their names down, but both starting pitchers went the distance. That's disgusting because you go 26 innings, give up one run, and get a no decision. The 1-2 pitch just inside for a ball, 2-2. Now, that's just not even right. 26 innings, you give up one run and get a no decision. And Charlie Pick, P-I-C-K, Boston's third baseman, I like him. Swing and a miss and out on strikes is Shane Selman. Second strikeout of the game for Shane. Another changeup and a good one from Reagan's. Five strikeouts for the Frisco left-hander. Charlie Pick and I have very similar batting statistics, only mine came in Little League and his came in Big League. In that game, Charlie Pick established an MLB record for hitless at-bats in a game. He went 0-11. Charlie, I am feeling your pain. Pitch up and away for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Charlie did it in a Major League game. I did it in the Magnolia Seattle Washington Little League. .222 career is just not a good Little League batting average. Batter is Max Schumann. The count, one ball, no strikes. One on, one man down. The outside corner just got there for a strike, one and one. Boy, backdoor pitch, and if it got there, and Pete said it did, that's a terrific pitch. Just nip that outside corner. One ball and one strike. Base runner is Jake Suttleson. Schumann waits, pitch to Max, that's high and away for a ball, two and one. Max one for two, flew out to center field in the first, singled and swiped the base, did the burglar in the third inning. Ninth steal of the year for Max. Right-handed hitter, straight away in a box, chokes up just a little bit, takes up high ball three. Cole Reagans, no walks in the ball game. Five strikeouts, base hit by Suttleson, the sixth for the Hounds. Left-hander comes set. 3-1 count. Suttleson the lead. Pitch to Schumann. High strike. 3-2. Full count. Chase Calabwig waiting on deck. Riders got three in the second inning. Added a solo home run by Blaine Krim in the third inning. They lead it now 4-1. Jeremy Ironman a home run for the Hounds. Pitch just inside. Ball four. So Max Schumann draws the first walk issued by Cole Reagans. That'll put two men on base. And now a visit to the mound. This will be a player-type conference. Middle infielders in the battery will get together on the mound. And the batter will be Chase Calabwiga. Infield single. Little dribbler didn't even quite go 90 feet and flew out to center his last time up. A little bit of sunshine breaking through. We're playing largely with clouds and, boy, plenty of breeze and the wind pretty much right to left, maybe a little bit inward, and it certainly has been a factor. There's Chase now. Came in at 321 to open this ball game. Did Chase? We'll have bumped that up a little bit. 328 up to the moment. Zach Geloff on deck. Well, Zach's over his last six in the last two games. That hadn't happened all year. 21 games in. Anyway, pitch drops down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. I mentioned Pete Talkington behind home plate. He's from Bellevue, Nebraska, calling balls and strikes. The crew chief is Trevor Daniger from Maplewood, Missouri. Trevor is at first. 1-0 pitch, ground ball, and that's going to go right to the shortstop. Going to step in the bag, throw to first, and another 6-3 double play. Second of the ball game. Turned one back in the first inning, did the Riders. So 6-3. And the inning is over. A couple more base runners, but again, Cole Reagans getting a couple of double plays behind him and has pitched very well in this ball game. Jeremy Ironman, the only guy to really get something going on the board. So we have played five, and after five complete Sunday afternoon baseball, our Village Car Wash score, Frisco 4, and the Rockhounds 1.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Sutherland.
Through five, it's Frisco leading it 4-1. Each team with a home run in this game. Solo home runs from Blaine Krim. That coming in the third, his third of the year. And Jeremy Ironman, his fourth of the season. Solo home run in the fourth. Difference in this game, though, a three-run second inning for the Rough Riders. And they lead it 4-1 as we go to the sixth. Nick Heiberger back to work, fires a fastball at 95 over the inside edge to Josh Stowers. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch by Heiberger up a little bit high for a ball. Count is one ball, one strike. Glad to see Josh still in the game. Got hit by a pitch in the hand. I think it was his right hand last time up. Boy, it took a while to get past that and down to first base, but he did and stays in the game. Takes here outside ball two, 2-1. Series finale. The Riders trying to win this series outright. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down and in again. Nick at 95 miles an hour. Count two balls, two strikes. David Garcia and Kellen Strom will follow here in the Frisco sixth. Pitch a chopper back toward the mound. That'll be handled by Heiberger. Sets up, throws, and got him. 1-3 bounce out for Stowers. Rockhounds have actually out-hit Frisco in this game. The Rough Riders, 4 runs on 5 hits, no errors, 4-5-0. The Rockhounds, 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error, 1-6-1. Batter is David Garcia, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Makes way low and outside. Ball one. Nick Heiberger out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Nick making his 8th appearance. 4.35 earned run average. Swing, fly ball, left field. Michael Goldberg with room, drifts a little bit. Wind pushing toward the corner just a little. He's got it for the out. High fly ball in the breeze. 2 men down in the 6th. Rough Riders, remarkable start. If they get this victory, it will put them in double digits in road wins through just 12 games. They swept San Antonio, a 6-game series in their first outing, and they are trying to take 4 out of 6 here. Pitch outside ball one to Kellen Strom. Kellen 0-for-1 has a fielder's choice and an RBI and a base on balls. Here's the 1-0. Checks his swing, didn't go. Pitch just down and away from Heiberger. Upon appeal, did not go. Kellen, right-handed hitter, waits with the bases empty. 2 down, top of the 6th inning. Pitch to the corner, called strike 2-1. Well, I mean, you go 10-2 on the road to start the season. That is sensational stuff, and the Riders in position to do just that. Swung in the ground ball to third base, handled by Geloff. Sidearm throw across the diamond for the out. So Nick Heiberger, well, again, really fascinating kid. He's got a lot of really great velocity, good stuff, and he has been really good in this one. 6 up and 6 down out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Oh, this is really cool from the draft yesterday, the NFL draft. What do you call it? What is the name for it? Mr. Irrelevant. Mr. Irrelevant. We kind of know him. We'll do the road to the show coming up for you. Bottom of the 6th on the way. Frisco 4, Rockhounds 1.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, 1 tons, and more. 2 and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
We go to the bottom half of the 6th. Zach Geloff, if I could have remembered the word irrelevant, I wouldn't have been late getting back out of that break. How can you forget the word irrelevant? Thank you. That's not exactly Harvard University stuff. 1-1 to Zach Geloff. Took ball 1 and Launched a foul ball. Swings at this one. Little looper. Shallow right. Had a chance. It'll sink. It'll drop. A little duck snort. Zach Geloff was 0 for 4 last night. Took his first collar of the year. First time he has not reached base in 18 games. He was 0 for 2 with a grounded into a double play and a strikeout before that one. They just put it in play and looped it into shallow right field for a base hit. That is Zach Geloff's 29th base hit of the season. He came in leading the league in base hits. Now here's Jeremy Ironman. Boy, he has been solid this afternoon. A double and a solo home run. Riggins delivers. Pitch fouled straight back. Rockhounds have 7 base hits in this game. They have out-hit the Riders 7-5. But a 3-run second inning, the difference. 4-1 the score. Jeremy Ironman, an upright right-handed stance. Geloff takes the lead. Pitch to Jeremy. Ground ball to third base. Going to be handled there by Hare to second for one. Boy, a little high. They just barely got him. And throw almost pulled Justin Foscue off the bag. So a 5-4 putout. No double play. Fielder's choice for Ironman. One on, one out for Jordan Diaz. Well, Jordan is 0 for 2. He flew out to right field and has an unusual strikeout. Again, he was called out on an automatic strike. So Cole Reagan's got the final strike of that strikeout without delivering the baseball. Pitch, boy, high strike to Jordan, 0-1. Can't be happy with that 0-1 to count. 0 for 2. Rockhound's first baseman, right-handed hitter. Young player, 21 years of age, is Jordan. It swung on, ground ball down the third baseline, and it's a base hit. Into the corner it goes. Rounding second on his way to third base. Going to wave the runner home. Ball dug out of the corner, and that will drive home a run. Jordan Diaz. And now the ball gets loose, and Jordan will advance. Jeremy Ironman comes across to score, and then the ball dribbles loose. We'll see who will get the error there because Diaz advanced when the ball kicked loose. So we'll see who gets the E. Diaz will get an RBI as Ironman comes around to score. So we'll see who gets the miscue. Can the ball dribble loose? I was watching Ironman more than the play, so we'll see. Error will be on the throw from the left fielder, Harris. So Jordan Diaz, an RBI double down the left field line that is compounded by a throwing error. Ironman would have scored anyway, so RBI on the double for Diaz. As Bobby was waving him all the way. So Jordan Diaz feeling much better about life at home plate now. And he is at third base with one man down. Michael Goldberg. It takes. Pitch just missed. One ball, no strikes. So Diaz, after that unusual strikeout his last time up, boy, he was really frustrated, but no longer with the RBI double. This bounces up there, back to the screen. Hounds will score, and it's 4-3. Wow, so wild pitch. That will allow Diaz to score. Bases are empty, but a couple of runs across. That one unearned at least four now, but now a 4-3 ball game, and it's 2-0 to Michael Goldberg. Reagans with a pitch. That's up high. That's ball three. So three balls, no strikes. William Simonite on deck. So the Hounds getting something going here in the sixth. Climbing back within a run. Pass ball down and in. Ball four. A four-pitch walk to Goldberg. And he is very capable of stealing a base. Jordan Diaz is now 1-for-3 in this game with an RBI. And again, it gets back to his first 8 games compared to his last 8 games. This is game number 16 for him. Actually, game number 17. I think I left something off the chart. So here comes Jared Gettert, and he will make a pitching change. So Cole Reagan's pitching into the 6th inning, and he will leave the tying run on at first base. It is one man on, one man out, 6th inning. So Cole goes 5 1/3 in this game. Rockhounds did get a good number of base hits against him. 8 hits in 5 1/3. 3 runs, 2 earned at this point. That could still change. Walked two batters, and he struck out five. Want to double check on that. Don't want to shortchange him on the K's. Yep, two walks and five strikeouts. One costly wild pitch on which a run scores. So the Riders go to the bullpen in what is now a one-run game. Seth Nordlund making his second appearance of the series. Nordlund was very effective in his previous outing in this series, if I recall, and that's a dangerous proposition right there. Chechny gave up a couple of runs in two and a third. I beg your pardon. Wrong reliever. So Seth Nordlund in, 6'2", 225 pounds out of Mesa, Arizona. And on the year, Nordlund, who has been very solid, he wasn't necessarily in his first outing in this series, but he's 2-1 with a 4.05 ERA. He has been very tough to hit. The command has been what has let him down a little bit. Nordlund, 13 and a third innings, only six base hits allowed, but eight walks, 11 strikeouts. And again, 4.05 the ERA. Right-hander on in relief of left-hander Cole Reagans. He'll inherit a runner at first base, one man down in the sixth. A 4-3 game, and William Simonite will be the batter. Well, Jordan Diaz in his first eight games, 156. In his last nine games, hitting right at 330. Here's William Simonite, one man on. Goldberg with speed. He's running on the first pitch. Ball is tapped right back to the mound to go to second base. I don't think he got it. I think he's safe. I think he beat it anyway. The throw was a little bit low, but I think he flat beat the throw. Goldberg was running, so just a fielder's choice all the way. So Simonite is on at first base. The throw was low, but Goldberg got there ahead of it anyway. Obviously not by a bunch, but he did beat the throw. So it's first and second. And I'm sure if Seth had it to do it again, he would probably just go to first base with the throw. But that's really easy to say up here, and not in the heat of the ball game. So first and second, one down. Here's Jake Settleson. Jake's down and away. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Jake, 1-for-2, singled his last time up. So a 4-3 ball game, but the Rockhounds are 2-1 and one man down in the sixth. Couple of runs already across. Nordlund's pitch. Fly ball not deep toward the right field side on the move and running out of room is Martinez. That ball is going to, oh, young man brought his glove to the ballpark and got himself a foul ball out of way. Well, last night I think we set a new attendance record for the grass berm in right field. The grass berm in left, the I call it diamond-shaped berm, was basically empty, and in right field it was, again, it had enough to have its own zip code last night. One ball and one strike. Goldberg bluffs, doesn't go. Oh, and Settleson turned into that. Did it hit him? Settleson said he got hit by the pitch, and he is showing the mark. Yeah, he did. He got hit on the forearm. Well, you know, Jake's bright young guy. He went to Harvard, after all, and he showed the umpire the mark, so Bobby Crosby now is... We'll talk to our home plate umpire and see. Not sure what he has in mind here. Going to be a pinch hitter. So Devin Foyle will pinch hit for Shane Selman. Didn't think there was any question on the hit by pitch. So the bases are loaded. Settleson was indeed hit by the pitch, and he showed the mark on his arm to our home plate umpire. So the bases are loaded, and Devin Foyle will bat for Shane Selman. Left-handed hitter is Devin Foyle. He will stay in the game, obviously, in the outfield. So here is Devin. Bases loaded. 4-3 Frisco. One man down. Sixth inning. Seth Nordlund comes set. Looks at the runner at second. Comes to the plate. Delivers down and in for ball one. Bobby Crosby, by the way, as all managers are, but I was talking with Bobby the other day, and he mentioned he really likes to win. He doesn't like to lose. The pitch over the inside corner called strike, and he is going to a pinch hitter in the sixth inning. Have a little more freedom with the expanded rosters. 28 men now are allowed on the rosters. That started last year, so you have a little more flexibility that way. So Devin hitting for Shane Selman. 1-1 pitch, down and in, ball two. We mentioned with Seth Nordlund, he's a tough pitcher to hit, but the walk total was a little bit high. No margin for error here. Unusual way to load the bases, a walk, a fielder's choice, and a hit by pitch. 2-1 stretch, pitch by Nordlund, and a big swing and a miss. Boy, Devin had a big cut at that, comes up empty. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at third is Michael Goldberg. At second, William Simonite, and at first is Jake Sutelson. 4-3, Frisco leads, bottom of the sixth. It's to Devin, and he drills it, but foul. Boy, just got out in front of that a little bit, high and deep to right field. Well, that's up on the grass berm. He yanked it out of the ballpark, but he yanked it foul. Count stays 2-2. Ball got in on him a little bit from the right-hander, Seth Nordlund. Devin turned on it and ripped it, but foul. Bases are loaded with one man down. Nordlund set, 2-2. Got him. Called third strike outside corner. So out on strikes is Devin Foyle. Big strikeout for Nordlund. Two down now in the inning. The hit by pitch, by the way, makes the run to Cole Reagans that Jordan Diaz scored. That now becomes an earned run. And now the top of the order, Max Schumann. Base is still full. Max waits. Pitch from Nordlund. Swing and a miss. What good off-speed pitch that was down in the zone. Swinging strike 0-1. Max, the eighth batter to come to the plate here in the sixth inning for the Hounds. Still trailing by a run with a couple on the board and the base is full. 0-1 pitch. Low and outside. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Max, 1-for-2. He has flown to center, singled, and stole a base, and walked his last time up. Right-handed hitter is Schumann. Nordlund set, hands at the belt, 1-1 count, pitch to the dish, fouled straight back, 1-2. So Nordlund now a pitch away from getting out of this jam. He came on with one man on, that was the Michael Goldberg walk. Fielder's choice hit by pitch, and then he gets the strike out of the pinch hitter, Devin Foyle. 1 ball, 2 strikes, pitch to Max, and he fouled it away. Count stays 1-2. And the Hounds can basically be going all in here in this sixth inning. Even a pinch hitter, when you see him, you don't see all that many, of course, in minor league baseball. You see some, not a ton. 1 ball, 2 strikes, pitch to Max, little chopper out towards shortstop, and the throw is going to be just in time. Schumann is out. Boy, that was a really close play. The throw by Duran through the wind just got there, and the inning is over. The Rockhounds get back within one, and that's where we stand after six complete. Village Car Wash score now reads Frisco 4, Rockhounds 3.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger, just like you like it.
Nick Heiberger back to the mound for his third inning of work. We go to the top half of the seventh, a 4-3 ball game. Devin Foyle stays in the game, as we assumed, in right field after pinch hitting for Shane Selman. In the NFL draft, was it yesterday, day before? I think it was yesterday. Matter of fact, I'm sure it was. The last guy picked, Okay, number 262. And they've turned that into kind of a celebration, and it's they call him Mr. Irrelevant. I'm not sure that the title really fits, but it's really become a really cool part of the draft. Well, Mr. Irrelevant is the son of a former Midland Angel. Here's Trey Hare to lead it off in the seventh. Pitch drops to the dirt and kicks back to the screen, 1-0. Brock Purdy, quarterback out of Iowa State University. And I was watching the game a couple of years ago. In fact, I think actually in Brock's, even his freshman year, I think as a sophomore actually, 1-0 pitch. That bounces up there. Two pitches in the dirt, 2-0. And I really hadn't connected the name, but they showed Brock's parents sitting in the stands, and the guy on the TV mentioned that his dad is a former minor league pitcher. 2-0 pitch, up high, ball three. Hare, the number 9 hitter in the order. Top of the order, of course, on deck, J.P. Martinez and Ezekiel Duran. Top of the 7th, 4-3 Frisco. 3-0 stretch, Heiberger's pitch. Nope, inside, ball four. So after 6 up, 6 down, a 4-pitch walk. One on, nobody down for J.P. Martinez. Boy, you don't want to give one back after your all-club scores a couple. Well, Sean Purdy was a minor league pitcher with the Angels and appeared here for two seasons. Here comes, speaking of pitching, pitching coach Chris Smith coming up. Rockhounds have activity in the bullpen. Sean, kind of an interesting history with the team. He pitched here in 1993 and 94. And at certainly at least for a time was a very good prospect for the Angels. Did not reach the big leagues as it turns out. But he pitched here in 1993 and 94, did Sean Purdy. Then he went to the Giants. And in 1995, he was at the AA level with Shreveport. And that was the team that the Angels played in their only trip to the Texas League Championship Series during the Angels era. And Sean Purdy actually saved two of the four wins with the captains winning the Texas League title. So Sean Purdy, and he was a really good minor league pitcher. Again, didn't work out, didn't get to the big leagues, but that was a good pitcher, and his son can fling it a little bit too. Brock Purdy, quarterback of Iowa State, Mr. Irrelevant. Love his quotes on it, by the way. He is fine with it. He has intentions of being anything but irrelevant. Pitch down and in, ball one to J.P. Martinez. So, man, switch getting flipped here is 6-up, 6-down for Nick in the 5th and 6th. But 5 in a row out of the zone to start the 7th inning. Martinez 0-for-3, strong throw to first. We'll chase the runner back. Road to the show from Astound Communications. There's all sorts of stuff, by the way. You get a week of activities in Southern California as Mr. Irrelevant. Kind of cool. 1-0 pitch. Boy, just down and away ball, too. So right now, Nick is struggling to find the strike zone again. He was very sharp for two, and all of a sudden now, a 4-pitch walk and a 2-0 count and a very dangerous hitter up there in J.P. Martinez. Pitch from Heiberger. That will get there outside half of the plate, and the count goes 2-1. J.P. is actually hitting under 500 in this series for the first time in this series. He's 9-for-19. 2-0 count, runner at first, stretched by Heiberger. Nick with a 2-1. That bounces up there. Runner going to try to move up, and Simon Ice got him halfway between first and second. Throw to second, back to first. They get him. Nope, safe. Got back to the bag. So they throw the ball all the way around, and nothing happened. In the box score, absolutely nothing took place there. Count is 3-1. Trey Harry got caught off the bag. He was halfway between first and second, made a little move to second, and Simon Ice threw that way. But instead of a 2-6-3 pickoff, or caught stealing would have been, nothing in the books. Back at first, 3-1 pitch, that'll get there, 3-2. Martinez thought he had a walk. So now Jared Gettert, we'll see what he has in mind here. Do you send the base runner? From what we've seen in this series, I do believe he will go. Here's the, no, not going to go, pitch, doesn't matter, up and away, ball four. Mike Markham gets the award of the week, and I don't know what that award could possibly be. Vinny Catracalla was the guy who was called out on two automatic. How do you remember that? Mike, that's so good. Oh, Mike and Steve are down in control central, scoring, etc. Yeah, Vinny Catricala, third baseman, I think he was. I think pretty sure third baseman. Oh, stunning. Absolutely stunning. And that was before the pitch clock. That was, he was just being stubborn. That's all he was doing. So Bobby Crosby out, and that will be it for Nick Heiberger. Boy, this game will keep you humble within the span of three innings. Nick, six up, six down in the fifth and sixth. And now back-to-back walks here to open the seventh inning. So it's two on with nobody down. And, of course, the frustrating thing for the Rockhounds is that they just put two runs on the board and got within one. And now a 4-3 game, but the Riders in great position to extend that lead back out a little bit. I believe this is Dalton Sawyer. Yep, sure is. Dalton will come on to pitch. So left-hander out of the bullpen. And he will face Ezekiel Duran. Well, the Rockhounds left-hander, Dalton Sawyer, on in the seventh inning. So Dalton inherits runners at first and second, nobody out. Nick Heiberger goes two innings plus. Did not give up a base hit. Walks two, strikes out one, and is responsible for both men still left on the bases. Going back, by the way, to that game in which Vinny Catricala was called out on strikes without, again, the pitcher only threw one, may have only thrown one pitch to him, but at that time, it took, of course, a lot more than it does now. We saw an automatic strike and an automatic third strike, in fact, in this game with Jordan Diaz, and it was just matter of fact. I mean, the pitch clock, never, ever thought I'd say this, huge fan of the pitch clock now that they've figured out to enforce it. Last 2 years, not so much, but this one, yeah, absolutely. And so you will see that. It will not be rare at all. But for a guy to be called out in the, I guess, what, early 2000s, something like that, just for standing there and not getting back in the box and refusing to do it not once but twice, and then got called out on strikes. Vinny Catricala, that's a great, great stuff from Mike Markham. Here is Ezekiel Duran, and he takes a good pitch over the inside part of the plate, breaking ball from Sawyer, called strike 0-1. Martinez at first, Trey Hare is at second, 4-3 Frisco. But two on and nobody out for the Rough Riders here in the seventh. Duran waits from the right side, pitch by Sawyer down and in. One ball, one strike. Ezekiel has been up three times, he has flown out three times, twice to left and once to center. Right-handed hitter, hands way up high, tilts that bat almost straight back down, points it to the ground at one point in the setup. 1-1 pitch, he ripped it, but foul. Boy, young man, I think, tried to catch that ball in the air. That was a line drive. Glad he didn't come any closer than that. So Ezekiel Duran at the plate, came over the Joey Gallo trade, which put Mr. Gallo in pinstripes. 1-2 pitch. Backdoor got him. Called third strike on a big old hook. And Duran thought that was up and away, and he will suggest as much. Close pitch, so Pete Talkington let him have his way for a couple of moments, and then clearly didn't want to hear anything more. So here's Dustin Harris, two on with one man down. Dustin Harris described as perhaps the top just pure hitter now in the Rangers organization. First pitch from Sawyer is high and away for a ball from Dalton. One ball and no strikes. Dalton Sawyer out of Waconia, Minnesota. Left-hander 6'5", 212 pounds. The delivery to the outside corner just wide. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Dalton out of the Rockhounds bullpen making his sixth appearance. Has a 2.35 earned run average, does the left-hander. Inherited two runners here. Pitch, backed it up over the inside corner for a strike and a breaking ball. 2-1. Dalton in 7 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 walks and 10 strikeouts. Left-hander delivers and a swing and a miss. Good strong fastball. Count goes 2-2. A 4-pitch walk to Trey Hare and then the full count walk to J.P. Martinez, 2-1, one man down. The strikeout of Ezekiel Duran from Sawyer, first batter he faced. 2-2. Looks at second. Comes to the plate. Rolled and jammed it. Rolled it past the bag at first in foul territory. And Jordan Diaz will take care of that bit of business. And a broken bat. And a ball got in on him. So broken bat. Justin Harris 1-for-3 this afternoon. You mentioned we started a little bit earlier. This was originally a 2 o'clock start. Pushed up an hour to see if we can sneak the ball game in before an anticipated pretty strong series of storms heading our way. Here's the stretch, 2-2. Sawyer's pitch, breaking ball, fouled back. Do it again on 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dustin Harris hitting just under 300. He came in at 292, and he's 1-for-3 in this game. Left-handed hitter, a couple of home runs. He has one in this series. 2-2, breaking ball away. Check swing, did he go the appeal? Not gonna get that appeal, 3-2. Ty Krause is the third base umpire, but with the men at first and second, he is positioned between the pitcher and the shortstop. Really tough to get the check swing appeal there. We've seen a couple of them this season, with the umpire not necessarily right down the line. 3-2 to the runners go. They do not pitch. Bounced foul. See if they go on another 3-2 pitch. Harris and Sawyer doing battle here. This will be the 9th pitch of the plate appearance for the left-handed hitter. Boy, Dustin has just absolutely elevated his prospect standing since going to the Rangers. 3-2. Swings and pops it up, but it'll get out of play. Right side. Way up in the air. Got banged on the roof. The wind probably pushing a little bit. So here comes pitch number 10. Now this trip to the plate. Runners have not been going, but they doesn't mean they won't this time. 3-2. Pitch on the way, and that ball hard hit. Right center field, and that's going to get down for extra bases. Devin Foyle will make the play edge of the track. And that will score one. It'll be second and third. One run scored. Boy, and Dustin Harris flat cranked that ball. That was right into the teeth of the wind. And a top spin line drive. It didn't get to the wall. Good hustle by Foyle, and the wind knocked it down a little bit, but that ball was really hard hit. Trey Hare comes across to score from second base. And the fact the ball did not get all the way to the wall prevents a second run from scoring and gives some of that to Devin Foyle for good hustle. So it is a 5-3 game, but second and third, one man down. Blaine Grimm takes high for ball one. That run charged to Nick Heiberger. So the 2 walks to start the inning, at least one of them, will come back to haunt. Infield in all the way around, second and third, one man down. Pitch by Sawyer, bounced foul wide of third. 1 ball and 1 strike. Blaine Grimm singled and scored in the second, solo home run in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth. That was against Nick Heiberger. First 2 plate appearances coming against starter Matt Milburn. Sawyer's pitch. Sliced into right field. Back is Foyle. That'll be more than enough to drive home the run, one would assume, and yes, it will. Sacrifice fly, and the Riders get a couple of runs right back. Blaine Grimm with the RBI and the sacrifice line drive. Sacrifice fly to right field. No batting. So 2 men down, run comes across. Justin Foscue will be the batter. So both of the walks come back to haunt Nick Heiberger. We say, boy, this game keep you humble. 6 up, 6 down. Then walks 2 batters, and they both score. Pitch down the middle, called strike to Justin Foscue. Justin 1-for-2, a walk and a run scored. He's doubled. That one a little flare that dropped in center and bounced out to third. Swings and bounces. This one foul wide up third base, and the count is 0-2. Right-handed hitter is Justin Foscue. He and Dustin Harris, both top 5 or 6 prospects, actually rated anywhere from 4th, 5th, and 6th in the Rangers organization. 0-2 stretch. Pitch down and away for a ball. Of course, if you're Justin Foscue in the offseason, and what, just before the lockout began, the Rangers spent $500 million on middle infielders, man. I know it's exciting for fans, not so much if you're a prospect in middle infield. Pitch down and in, 2 balls, 2 strikes. But, of course, versatility really helps, and we're seeing that so much, even more than, I think, probably more than ever in minor league baseball. The more places you can play, the better your chances of advancing. 2-2 stretch, pitched by Sawyer, just down and in, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Top of the seventh, it's now a 6-3 Riders lead. Now Frisco has maintained regained the three-run lead they had early. 3-2 pitch, and that ball is sent foul, I believe, down to the left field corner. Yep, got out in front of it. Well, foul. Went for Dalton Sawyer. A little frustrating. He had an 0-2 count to Justin. And again, an 0-2 count is now a full count. Runner in scoring position is Dustin Harris. A couple of runs across for the Riders here in the top of the stretch inning. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Foscue, slightly open stance, right-hand box. Sawyer set, left-hander delivers, and just high, ball four. Ball just did not come down. So, first and second, two men down. And Josh Storrs will be the batter. Mentioned this, I think, opening night of this series, but really interesting, he's listed in the top 40 prospects Baseball America lists for the Rangers. They do a top 30 and then kind of a little mini top 10 list to get to 40 prospects with just maybe a sentence or two about each guy. And Josh Storrs, I thought, a really interesting comment from Baseball America. They say a few tweaks from being a breakout player. And now, actually, he is not going to hit. Wondered about that. We're going to, as Sandro Fabian will hit for him. Well, I sure hope Josh okay again. He got hit on the hand by a pitch earlier in this game, so Fabian will hit for him. Takes a called strike to Sandro. 0-1. That Storrs is an interesting guy to be sure. He, again, hopefully that's just precautionary. He did stay in the game for several innings after being hit, so one would hope maybe just tightening up a little bit. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1 ball and 1 strike. Storrs is the pinch, or was the designated hitter, rather, so Fabian will pinch hit and stay in as the DH. 1-1 stretch, two men on. Pitch high and away, ball two. 2-1. Two walks set the table. One out double by Dustin Harris and a sacrifice fly by Blaine Krim. And the Riders back on top by a hat trick. 2-1. Good breaking pitch. Boy, just bent right over the heart of the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. One of those breaking pitches that just jumps off the fingertips and you just see a strike coming. Good Sunday afternoon crowd, by the way. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that's popped in the air. Right side of the infield. Wind is pushing. Jordan Diaz on the way. Anybody? Anybody? Oh, it's going to be Simonite. He collides with Diaz, and oh, Diaz is down. Jordan Diaz is down. That was a collision with William Simonite. And it looks like he may have gotten hit somewhere up in the head. I wonder if, well, he tossed the mask away. Boy, William is crouching next to Jordan. Jordan is down on the first base line. Nick Volker, athletic trainer, is attending to him. Boy, collision. Simonite makes the catch on the foul ball, but boy, the concern now is Jordan Diaz. So, seventh inning. We'll keep an eye as we go to break. Jordan is still down. Seventh inning stretch. Village Car Wash score. A 3-run lead again now for Frisco. The score of the ball game. The Riders 6, the Rockhounds 3.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Jordan Diaz did get up and got into the dugout. So, boy, a little bit shaken up. That's scary. Of course, William Simonite, by the way, is a big, strong guy. So, collision, and Jordan obviously got the worst of that. Real quick one for you on non-Googleable trivia. On this date, the Gothams, I love it, the Gothams played their first game in franchise history. They beat the Bean Eaters. Final score, the Gothams 7, the Bean Eaters 5. They are both still around. Who are they? I think the Gothams should have kept that name. You make the call. Gothams and the Bean Eaters played on this date, the Gothams' first game ever. Who are those teams? And they're still around, both of them. Well, the Bean Eaters, the second time we have mentioned them, they bounced around a little bit. They became the Braves. This game, by the way, was played a long, 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 long time ago in 1883. But again, both teams still around, the Boston Bean Eaters. And at some point, somebody suggested, you know, we can do better than that. And, yeah. But I don't know, Gothams, that's pretty good stuff. Go to the eighth inning, and first delivery called strike to Chase Calabuig from Seth Nordlund. Well, the Hounds got a couple, got within 4-3 in the sixth inning, but the Riders get them right back. 6-3 Frisco. The ball fouled right at the plate. Quick 0-2 count. Boy, a whole bunch of pitches thrown in both of those last half innings. Rockhounds got two runs on two base hits. There was one error, although it was pretty well factored out, but it left the bases loaded. Pitch swung on ground to first base. Two hops to Blaine Crim. Near the line, makes the play, gets to the bag for the out. Chase bouncing out to Blaine Crim. And, boy, a frustrating inning, certainly defensively, for the Rockhounds in the top of the seventh. Two runs on one base hit. RBI double, a sac fly, three walks in the inning as well. And the first two both came around to score. Now here's Zach Geloff. Takes, strike called, knee high, outside edge, 0-1. Zach, 1-for-3. Little duck snort single his last time up. Boy, guy has really been terrific to start this season. Swinging a high fly ball left field. High and, boy, deep and going back. This ball, wind blown and a leaping attempt and a catch made at the wall by Harris. Wow. In this wind, folks, that is a major league catch. That ball was really hit hard and high into the wind by Geloff. That wind is even swirling a little bit at 20 miles an hour. Ball hit some 375 feet or so, maybe 365, high in the air, base of the wall, and Harris adjusted about four different times, leaped up and made the catch. Sensational catch by Harris. Pitch down and away, ball one to Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy 2-for-3. Man, that was nicely done. That would be a great catch on a calm afternoon. And this is anything but that. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed, count squares, 1-1. And Harris has not been playing outfield much at all. But he sure looked like an outfielder right there. 1-1 stretch, pitch by Nordlund. That'll find the outside corner. It's 1-2, one ball and two strikes. Boy, that interrupted trivia, but at any time for a play like that, boy. Slap a little leather in left field. Here's the 1-2 stretch and pitch by Nordlund. Fouled back, a little tiny piece of it did Jeremy. Ironman with a double and a solo home run in three trips. Well, the Bean Eaters are the Braves. We established that. The Gothams. Still around. They're no longer in Gotham City, but they were then. They're now in San Francisco. Swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Jeremy Ironman. So a 1-2-3 inning, although, boy, thanks to the left fielder, the brilliant play by Dustin Harris. Yeah, the New York Gothams became the New York Giants. Now, that's a great name. Giants is a great name, but is it really better than Gothams? Of course, I guess they couldn't be the San Francisco Gothams, could they? So the Gothams and the Bean Eaters got it going on this date in 1883, and the Gothams beat the Bean Eaters by the final of 7-5. We go to the top of the eighth. Rockhounds will go to the bullpen. Wanderson Charles is making his way toward the mound. Village Car Wash score through 7 complete. Frisco 6, Rockhounds 3.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you will find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you will find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rock Hounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
To the top of the eighth, and it is Frisco 6, Rock Hounds 3. Difference in this game remains, really, when you look at it, a three-run second inning. A little bit of everything going on in that inning, and the Riders took a 3-0 lead. RBIs by David Garcia, Kellen Strom, and Trey Hare. Only one of those on a base hit. Blaine Crim made it 4-0 with a solo home run in the third. Rockhounds got a solo home run from Jeremy Ironman. Leading off the fourth inning, he made 4-1. The Houndsmen got a couple in the sixth. But the Riders answered right back in the top of the seventh, and 6-3 is the score. David Garcia takes a strike from Wanderson Charles. Big guy at 98 miles an hour with that fastball, and it's 0-1. The guys who drove in the three runs in the second will be the batters here in the eighth. Garcia, Strom, and Hare. Pitch a swing and a miss. Boy, that's just 98 twice in a row right there. And to hear the crowd respond to it a little bit, big swing and a miss, 0-2. So top of the eighth, 6-3 score. Give you the totals coming up here in a moment. Wanderson with the delivery, and this ball is tapped right out in front of the dish. Is it a foul ball? Yep, spins foul. William Simon, I try to... Boy, what'd they say? That 99? Goodness gracious. 0-2 to David Garcia. Got a piece of that and chopped it foul at the plate. Frisco, 6 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 6-6-1. Rockhounds, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 3-8-1. And time now called at home plate, or is that, yep, called. Time was granted. It's one of those interesting ones. Not quite sure why, but their time was granted. But we sure don't see that nearly as much as we have in years gone by, that late timeout by the hitter. 0-2 pitch. High and away for a ball, 1-2. 99 again from Wanderson. Well, pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn, but he ain't messing around. He's just bringing heat. Yeah, numbers haven't been good yet for Wanderson, but it's trying to get him back into kind of into game form. Swinging a little looper right back up the middle. This is Ironman behind the bag, comes to the second base side, and the Rockhound shortstop makes the play. Garcia retired. Boy, Garcia really fought that off a little bit. He got past Wanderson, did down to the soft ground ball. It was to the second base side of the bag, and Jeremy Ironman made the play. You cannot shift, of course, in minor league baseball, but they're not, at least they're allowing you to move to the other side of the bag if the ball is in play. Once the pitch is thrown, you can. Fastball called strike, 98 outside part of the plate to Kellen Strom. 0-2 with an RBI fielder's choice that was compounded by a throwing error to Matt Milburn. Does get the RBI. That's just one of those. That's just purely judgment. Made the run earned. Pitch up and away for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. Kellen's RBI, his sixth. Second of the series, the other coming on that impressive solo home run a couple of ball games ago. 1-1 pitch. Well, just outside. Again, 98. Wanderson, when you look at the numbers, you're saying, what's going on? A 21.94 earned run average. And he's just been all over the place. But again, this is clearly a guy who can throw hard. He fires here. Boy, a little cutting action on that pitch. A fastball at 97 for a strike. Pitched in winter ball a little bit last year, but did not pitch in 2021 and, of course, not in 2022. Two up and in. Count goes full now. Three balls, two strikes, and that was 99. So just a question of getting back to form. The 40-man roster member. Right-hander with a 3-2. It's bounced foul, I think, off the mask of William Simonite back to the screen. Still a 3-2 count. Came back with an 86-mile-an-hour delivery with a breaking pitch there on the 3-2. Just a question of piecing things back together from Wanderson. But, man, you throw like this, you're going to get a chance. 3-2, and that's fouled back. Strom fighting off the 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Strom in the dish. Trey Harris on deck. So top of the eighth inning. Frisco trying to win this series outright. They lead the set 3-2. Three and two yet again. Stretching pitch. Fouled away again. So still 3-2. Kellen Strom about to see the ninth pitch of this plate appearance. Riders come in 13-7, best record in the league. They lead the South by 2 over Amarillo, by 3 right now over the Hounds. 3-2, got him, called third strike of the knees. Strom thought it was a little low and away. Bounced up and down a couple of times, but does not turn and say anything. So the strikeout for Wandis and Charles, each of the Hounds' four pitchers has one strikeout. There's Trey Hare, who is 0-1. An RBI bounce out back in the second inning at 3-run second. Sacrifice bunt in the fourth. And he walked and scored in the seventh. Wanderson's first pitch. Swing and a miss. Well, again, for the most part, he's thrown a couple of off-speed pitches. Almost everything, though, just absolute. Just rear back and let her go. Nobody on. Two out, eighth inning. Charles set. Pitch way up and away, and that one took a little something off. It was 97. One ball and one strike to count. Trey Hare, left-handed hitter. Base is empty with two away. Charles set. Wanderson with a pitch. And a breaking ball stays up high for a ball. 2-1 is the count. Well, you can imagine the disappointment for Wanderson, unable to pitch last year during the regular season. As we have said, did get some work in the winter, but boy, after 2020 went away and you're moving up the ladder and all of a sudden you basically missed two seasons. Swing and a fly ball left field is well struck, but I think room out there drifting over is Goldberg, and Michael will haul it in. Boy, that wind really pushing the baseball. And he had to make multiple adjustments, but does so in a 1-2-3 inning. So, again, for Wanderson, Charles, that's a little more like it. One of those guys, you just throw the numbers right on out. If he's healthy, he's ready to go. He won't be here long. Looks like the Riders will go to the bullpen as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Our Village Car Wash score of the game reads the Frisco Rough Riders 6 and the Rockhounds 3.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Well, if there is a better reliever in the Texas League than Chase Lee, I'm not quite sure who that would be. He has been just tremendous for the Riders, and he will come out of the bullpen here in the eighth inning. So the assumption is that Chase Lee will be given the chance at a somewhat old-fashioned two-inning save. First pitch swing, and boy, had him played perfectly. A ball hit off Jordan Diaz's bat right up to second. High throw from Foscue, handled by Blaine Krim for the out. One pitch, one swing. We can give that one to the coaching staff and the iPad. That's a ball hit sharply, somewhat up the middle, but Foscue was right there waiting for it. Jordan Diaz bounces out. One man down, and here is Michael Goldberg. Good ball game from Michael, one for two, plus a walk. Takes down and away for a ball. Mention it, quietly having a really good start to the year. Of course, he goes six for six in the game, and that'll take you a ways, which he did in Amarillo. Takes a strike on the outside edge, one and one. Six, three Riders in the eighth. The swing and a pop-up, but that ball, I think, will get out of play. Yeah, it will. David Garcia looking up with that catcher's mask and the glasses on under it. Glasses glistening. Looks like a movie monster swinging it. No offense, David. One ball and two strikes to Michael Goldberg. 1-2 stretch. Lee drops down and delivers one wide for a ball. It's two balls and two strikes. Chase Lee makes his eighth appearance. He has three saves and three chances. His ERA is zero. Delivery swing and a miss, and Michael just chased one way up and away. Boy, so much deception in Chase Lee's delivery. Strikeout, two men down. Chase Lee, nine innings coming into this game. Three hits, three walks, 11 strikeouts. Don't do it much better than that. 0.67 whip and opposition hitting 1.03 against him, and he's retired two batters here. Delivers inside to William Simonite. And Chase, while his numbers would suggest, you know, really big guy, he is not. Called strike, evens the count now, one ball, one strike. Chase is 6 feet, 170. Tough on right-handed hitters. Little looper out towards second on one hop. Oh, and spins like a top and kicks to Justin Foscue's right for a base hit. Man, that ball spinning like a top. Justin Foscue was moving to his left. The ball hit basically right in front of him, spun, and just kicked to his right. The Rockhounds here, and Hounds will make a move here as well. Kyle McCann will bat for William Simonite. Two pinch hitters in one game. Do not see that very often.
Your attention, please.
I'm sorry, for Settleson, I should say. Forgive me. Designated hitter. Simonite, of course, reaching on the spinning base hit. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. So a couple of pinch hitters utilized in this game by Bobby Crosby. That was a crazy base hit for Simonite. Pitch swung on it, looped foul out of play. Talk about it quite often. You just tell the trajectory and the swing, et cetera, et cetera. The ball had just a ton of spin on it, but boy, that one took a, as you and I look at it, took a big old left turn, went to the right of Justin Foscue as he charged it. The 0-2 pitch, well up and in. Count 1-2 now to Kyle. So Kyle McCann pinch hitting for Jake Settleson. Now, Jake was hit by a pitch his last time up. Stayed in the game. Don't know if that has anything to do with it. Kind of doubt it. Pitch up and away for a ball, 2-2. Kyle, a left-handed hitter. Settleson, a right-handed hitter. And Chase Lee throws from the right side. One man on, two men down. McCann waits. Pitch by Lee. Back door just wide. Boy, it's a tough pitch to take. Kyle did, and apparently was right to do so. 3-2. 0-2 has now run a full count here. Simonite runs with a pitch. Back door. Got him. Called third strike. So back-to-back, very close pitches to the back door. One was called a ball. The other called a third strike. McCann didn't care for it. Boy, Kyle really hot. And Pete talking to just extend his hand and said, nope, heard enough. Boy, pitches look almost identical, but that one is called a third strike. And so Chase Lee kind of had a bad break on the base hit. He gives up, gets a strikeout to get out of the inning. So we have played eight innings on Sunday afternoon. Rockhounds go into the bullpen. I think we're going to go to break here. The computer just locked up on me. That's all right. If it does, it does. These things happen. Wandis and Charles will come back. I'm going to hang on to this one here. I don't know what the dickens is going on here with Mr. Computer, but he is locked up. Doesn't seem to want to play our commercial message, so we'll hang on to this one. Rockhounds got the base hit from Simonite, but nothing to go with it. Hounds have out-hit the Riders in this game. But they trail it as we go to the ninth, and Wandis and Charles going back to work. He'll face the top of the order in the top of the ninth, J.P. Martinez, Ezekiel Duran, and Justin Harris. The Riders head for home. They'll host Arkansas beginning Tuesday evening, 6:35, I do believe, is start time for that ball game. Rockhounds will be on the road against the Amarillo Sod Poodles Tuesday through Sunday. First five games of that series will be evening games, and 1 week from today we'll wrap it up. About the same time, a 1:05 start in Amarillo. Rockhounds' next home series will be against the Corpus Christi Hooks, who will make this will be the third homestand for the Hounds. Two of them have been against Corpus Christi, and the Hooks don't come back. Makes perfect sense. Last part of May, June, July, August, September, the Corpus Christi Hooks do not come here. They are a division rival. Schedule needs just a little tinkering, I think you might agree. That will be Tuesday, May 10th to start, Tuesday through the 15th of May. So good homestand coming up for the Rockhounds beginning a week from Tuesday. And, man, this has been a great one. Good Sunday crowd. Again, it's not overflowing, but it's a good, solid Sunday afternoon crowd. And we thank you so much. In fact, the first five games of this homestand, just under 24,000 fans. So just a really wonderful homestand. Started it with a kids' day, and, of course, those always help. But had, boy, just really big crowds on Thursday, the Friday night ball game with the seat cushions, and last night for fireworks. So thank you so much. Our friends at Oxy had Oxy Night on Friday. Just a great homestand. We appreciate it. The wins and losses haven't matched the attendance, but that isn't always the case anyway. Here is Wandis and Charles. We're set to go now. Here's J.P. Martinez. First pitch swing fouls it back. And it's 0-1. So top half of the ninth inning. Riders with a three-run lead, 6-3, and gets all the way back to the second. They scored a hat trick in inning number two, and that remains the difference. 0-1 to Martinez. 0-3 with a walk is JP, and the pitch bounces to the plate. And it's 1-1 for Wandis and Charles. We would expect to see JT Ginn in the starting role on Tuesday at Amarillo, 7:05 first pitch. 1-1 delivery. Drops down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And Riders fans, Zach will guide you through the ball games on the Riders website and, of course, on MILB TV, since the Riders will be at home. Here's a chopper foul, and it's 2-2. Top of the ninth inning. Riders and the Rockhounds finishing this series. J.P. Martinez 0-3 in this game, but with just an outstanding series right from the get-go. 2-2 pitch, ground ball out towards second. Schumann to his left in the edge of the grass. Throw's got to hurry a little bit, but he does. One man down in the ninth. So Wandis and Charles, four up, four down in this outing so far. And here's Ezekiel Duran. Well, J.P. Martinez, okay, he's 0-4 in this game, so he falls all the way to 9-20, a .450 average, but I doubt he's going to be happy to leave this ballpark. He has really been outstanding. First pitch to Duran. The fastball is up high for ball one, 1-0. Duran, meantime, just 3-20 in the series as Ezekiel 0-4 in this one with a strikeout. Charles with the delivery. Way up and in. Boy, that will get your attention. 96 with a fastball high and tight. Two balls, no strikes. Dustin Harris waiting on deck. Ezekiel Duran, native of the Dominican Republic. Stretch and pitch. Backs up over the inside corner, called strike 2-1. interesting thought about the pitch clock. We said this last night as well. Here's the 2-1 delivery. That's nubbed foul. This kind of feels like a long game. And it is 2 hours, 24 minutes right now. And we're in the top of the ninth inning. If you were not with us earlier in this series, a couple of nights ago, here's the 2-2. Way inside. Boy, that will really get your attention. Fastball at 97. Backed him off the plate. The game that Frisco eventually won at 6-1, but it was 1-0 going to the top of the ninth. And when Frisco came to the plate in the top of inning number 9, the game was 1 hour, 44 minutes. Time. We have a time call to the plate. Maybe something in the eye. I don't know. Now they'll reset the pitch clock. That, of course, understandable. Especially since the guy in the mound throws 98. Here's a 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Boy, it changed up a little bit. 89 miles an hour. Bottom fell out of it. And a strikeout for Wanda St. Charles is his second. The big guy looking like himself. I imagine he is on a pretty strict pitch limit. There is some activity. Right-hander just stretching out in the Rockhounds bullpen. Here's Dustin Harris, 2-for-4 with an RBI double and a brilliant catch just a short time ago on the wall in left field. Takes down and away in a cloud of dust, 1 ball, no strikes. It's from our Department of Redundancy Department, but worth mentioning again, this game originally a 2 o'clock start. Pushed back to see if we can get the game in before rain comes. Pitch, bounce, foul, count is 1-1. Of course, there's always that chance that by 4 o'clock the sky will be blue and the wind will be gone and folks will be lounging on their patios, but that's not the forecast. Forecast says it's going to get pretty nasty here in about a half hour. 1-1 pitch. Called strike to the knees. Wanderson not quite as much velocity here in his second inning of work. He was topping at 99 in the eighth inning, topping about 96, maybe 97 here in the ninth. The 1-2 stretch. Big right-hander delivers way up high. Count 2-2 to Dustin Harris. Harris playing outfield. He's been an infielder. But especially with the Rangers' current alignment and allotment. 2-2 pitch. Bounced foul. And again, the more versatility you have, the better off you are. Probably not going to dislodge Measures Seager or Simeon, so, boy, be versatile. Can never hurt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch from Wanderson, got him. Breaking ball down and in. Well, Wanderson, Charles, you said it. The 21.94 ERA. Toss it out the window. He's just trying to get it going again, and he is so very capable. Wanderson, Charles, 6 up, 6 down. Half of them on strikes, and he hit 99 miles an hour on the gun. We are bound for the bottom half of the ninth inning. We'll see. Yep, looks like a pitching change here, so Chase Lee will not be called upon to try to end this ball game. We'll check the new reliever. We'll come back and go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Village Car Wash score. Remains Frisco 6, Rockhounds 3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
The new pitcher for Frisco didn't even have to look at a uniform number. It's Fur Ozuna, commented on this the other night, get a big kick out of him. He comes to the mound out of the bullpen. Of course, the catcher greets the new pitcher. They talk on the mound, and quite often the catcher will just maybe rest his hand on the reliever's shoulder or whatever it might be. Burr Ozuna meets the catcher, puts his arm fully around the catcher's shoulder, and as if he is the camp counselor. I love it. First pitch, a roller on the ground off Devin Foyle's bat. Nicely handled by Foscue, and he will make the play. So Devin swinging at the first offering from Ozuna, bounces out, rolls out more accurately to second base. Now Max Schumann. So the Rockhounds down to their final two outs in Frisco. Boy, two outs away from another series victory on the road. This one 4-2 if they close this out. Pitch to Max will miss down and away for a ball that's 1-0. Max Schumann, 1-for-3, a single, a stolen base, and a walk in this game. The 1-0 stretch, Ozuna with a pitch, yanked that one down and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Ozuna, I think a couple of really, really good guys at the back end of that bullpen, Chase Lee and Fur Ozuna. Pitch up high for a ball here, 3-0 to Schumann. Ozuna making his eighth appearance, a 1.59 ERA. He has a save. 11 in the third innings, 5 hits, 3 walks, 14 strikeouts. Fires a strike here, and it's 3-1. Pitched earlier in this series, did Ozuna. Right-hander set, 3-1 pitch, and that ball hit in the air to right field. Going back is Martinez, and that guy will turn him around, and he gets over his head. Going to roll all the way to the corner, and I think Schumann's going to come for third. Yeah, he didn't break stride. He'll get there standing up, jogging in. Little inside-out line drive swing. Got over the head of Martinez into the corner right against the bullpen fence, and Max Schumann, boy, a triple. And he was in perfect stride coming around second base. So the batter is Chase Calabwig. Rockhounds down by 3. Runner at third. One man down here in the last of the ninth inning. Chase 1-for-4. Little dribbler of a single to start things off in this game. Takes a strike at the knees on the outside half, and the count is 0-1. Max Schumann, a good day today. On base, 3 out of 5. He has a single, a triple, a walk, and a steal. 0-1 pitch. That'll get there. Fastball strike quickly, 0-2. Ozuna, right-handed pitcher facing the left-hander, Chase Calabwig. Man on deck is Zach Geloff. Pitch runs down and in, and the count was a ball and two strikes. Four out of Nigua in the Dominican Republic. Ozuna set, runner at third, one man down. Pitch to Chase, swings and pops it foul. That'll get back and out of play. Ball and two strikes to the Hounds center fielder. Chase down to 312. That average has taken a bit of a pop in the chops in this series. Here's the 1-2 pitch and a foul ball. Boy, got a piece of it. Ozuna really jammed him. Chase fought it off just enough to get a piece of it. 1-2 the count. And boy, he would love to get on base here with Zach Geloff waiting on deck. Schumann the lead, the set by Ozuna. The 1-2 pitch bounced out towards second base. That's going to drive home a run, but it's going to cost an out. That's a trade-off to Ozuna, of course, won't care for it, but that will bring home a run. So RBI for Chase is his 10th of the season. But there are now two down in the inning. Bases empty. And here's Zach Geloff, so it is now a 6-4 game. Geloff is 1-for-4 and got robbed his last time up. Takes a called strike 0-1. It was Zach who sent that towering fly ball deep left field that Dustin Harris just made a tremendous play on. Riders have made 2 or 3 outstanding defensive plays here in the last few nights. Pitch, wow, called strike to the knees, outside corner 0-2. Boy, if that got there, just cannot throw it any better than that. So game, set, and match here. 0-2 count, 2 out, bases empty in the ninth. Mr. Geloff, boy, swung on a pitch maybe a little bit away, but got a piece of it and hangs in there, still 0-2. Well, you'd love to get on base here. Jeremy Ironman has had a good ball game with a double and a home run. He's on deck, but 0-2 with two down in the ninth inning. Stretch by Ozuna. Pitch down and away. Count 1-2. Zach, a little flare base hit in four trips to the plate. Right-handed hitter waits. Ozuna comes set. One ball, two strikes, ninth inning. Pitch from Ozuna, swung on and fouled away. Still a one ball, two strike count. Hounds have out-hit Frisco in this game, 10-6. The trail of the game, 6-4. Hounds have left eight men on base. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that ball lined down the left field flag. That's a base hit for Geloff. Tremendous AB, and he will turn for second. Have to hurry a little bit, but he'll get there. And the tying run will come to the plate. What an AB from Zach Geloff. That was an 0-2 count against a quality reliever. And Geloff just drilled that ball into the left field corner. So Schumann a triple, Geloff a double, and now here is Jeremy Ironman with one on, two out, last of the ninth, and the tying run of the dish. Hounds have shown resiliency so far over the first 21 games of this season. Jeremy waits, pitch, check swing, he went 0-1. Doubled in the second, homered in the fourth. Reached on the fielder's choice and scored in the sixth and struck out his last time up, 2-for-4. Ironman waits, 0-1 stretch, pitch to Jeremy, way outside, backhanded nicely by catcher David Garcia, one ball, one strike. Well, the Hounds not going gentle into that good afternoon. 6-4 with a tying run at the dish. One ball, one strike. Geloff takes the lead. Pitch from Ozuna. Swung on and lined in the right field, a base hit. That will score a run, and it is 6-5. Boy, they do not go away to the Hounds. Run scores. Ironman with an RBI. Boy, and all three base hits in this inning have been sharply hit. So Ironman on at first, and Jordan Diaz will be the batter. RBI for Ironman is his 15th of this season. That's going to bring a visit to the mound from Jeff Andrews, the outstanding pitching coach for the Rangers and AA level with the Riders. Jeff has been doing it a while. He's in his ninth season with the Rough Riders. So for Ozuna, who has been really good out of the pen, again, the Riders have a really good 1-2 combination in the back end of the bullpen with Chase Lee and for Ozuna. Not a long conversation. Message delivered. And here is Jordan Diaz. One on, two out, one run game. Diaz 1-for-4 with an RBI double. Open stance slightly, those orange batting gloves. Rocking the bat a bit. First pitch, big swing and a miss. And Diaz had in mind ending this game with that swing. 0-1 the count. Ironman the lead at first base, average lead. Diaz waits, pitch to Jordan, and a bouncer foul, so now he's down in the count 0-2. This activity in the Rock Hounds bullpen, if the Hounds can find a way to get Jeremy Ironman home. 6-5, last of the ninth, but an 0-2 count with two men down. Diaz waits. Here's the stretch. Ozuna's pitch just outside. Boy, how you take that, I do not know. Wow. That was, well, again, right on the border. Woo. One ball, two strikes. Ironman takes the lead. Ozuna's pitch and a swing and a miss, and he got him. Well, again, the Hounds, boy, came back, got three base hits in the ninth inning and scored a couple. And this becomes a one-run game as it goes into the books. Two runs on three base hits, no errors, and one man left on base. Boy, the Rockhounds doubled up the Riders in terms of hits on the afternoon, 12-6. But the Riders, again, that three-run second inning is the difference. I guess the other way you could look at it would be the single or the couple of runs they scored in the seventh, or the Blaine Crimholm home run. Either way, Riders did not trail in this game, and they win it by one. Frisco has just been incredibly good on the road. They are now 10-2. They swept San Antonio. They take 4 out of 6 here against the Rockhounds, and they improved to 14-7 on the season. So to Jared Gettard and company, and a job very well done. Out of the suitcase, gentlemen, one and all, Frisco Rough Riders on a 6-5 win. This Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Frisco Rough Riders, 6 runs on 6 base hits, 1 error, 6-1. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 12 hits, and 1 error. 5-12-1 for the Rockhounds in this game. Each team with a home run in this contest. Blaine Krim, solo home run in the third, his 3rd of the season. And Jeremy Ironman, a solo home run for the Rockhounds in the 4th. That is his 4th of the year. Ironman with a 3-hit game. He went 3-for-5 in the game. Had a RBI double as well, or an RBI single, rather, in the 9th to go with the solo home run. So the Rockhounds out-hit the Riders by a 2-1 margin, but they will fall in this game 6-5. Winning pitcher is Cole Reagans, pitched into the 6th inning. Did Cole, we said, what a great story he is, coming back in last season and now continuing very, very strong into 2022 after missing 3 full seasons. The pandemic and a couple of Tommy John surgeries. Well, that is just really, really good stuff. Loss will go to Matt Milburn. He falls to 1-2 with the win. By the way, Reagan's now at 1-1. Seth Nordlund and Chase Lee will each get a hold in this game for Ozuna. Boy, it got far too interesting, I'm sure, from the Riders' standpoint, but gives up 2 runs on 3 hits, does Fur, but he will get the save in this game. Let's see, time and attendance. Yeah, I do believe we have those. I think we do. Well, we've got attendance. No time. Let's see. We started at 1, so about 2 hours, 39 minutes. Again, pitch clock, yeah, I'm buying in. 3,961 on hand. So for this homestand, just shy of 28,000. 238. Got it. Communication is a wonderful thing. 238, and again, and it felt like a slightly longer game. Pitch clock is working. It's amazing when you enforce it, which they are doing. Kudos, and more kudos. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game at the finale of this series this Sunday afternoon. And by the way, kudos as well to the decision, Monty Hoppel, to bump this ball game up to 1 instead of 2. The storm in here yet, and watch, it'll clear out. It'll be a beautiful evening, and folks will be barbecuing on their patios. But we are told that at 4 o'clock, the weather is going to change right about 4. And, boy, this ball game, we do indeed get this ball game in the books. Final Village Car Wash score of the ball game reads the Frisco Rough Riders. Whoops, sorry, hit the button too early. The Frisco Rough Riders 6 and the Rockhounds 5.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. 2- and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram. Delivering light every day.
And thanks to our friends at the Midland Reporter Telegram. Today is Sunday, so that's a family day. It's a great offer every Sunday. I mentioned it briefly last night. 5 tickets for $25. All you need is a coupon from that day's Sunday Midland Reporter Telegram editions, and a great way to come out. Folks had a good one, a good crowd here today. Saw a good ball game, but Frisco wins it. Final score is 6-5. The Riders never trailed in this game. They scored three times in the second inning after a 1-2-3 first for Matt Milburn. A base hit by Blaine Krim, a walk to Justin Foscue, and then with one man down, David Garcia, an RBI single. A play at the plate, Kellen Strom will drive home Justin Foscue on a ball hit back up the middle. Matt Milburn knocked it down, then retrieved, tried to come to the plate. The decision there was that the run probably would have scored anyway. Then Matt's throw goes awry, and that allowed the base runners to each move up one base. So Strom does get the RBI. Trey Hare then grounds into a 4-3 force out, but that will plate the third run of the inning. So the Riders score three times in the second for the lead, and it will eventually stand up. Maybe the difference in the game was Blaine Krim's home run. It came in the third inning, and that made this a 4-0 game. It followed, by the way, a caught stealing of Dustin Harris. So William Simonite came up big, throwing out Harris, trying to steal a base, and just a couple of pitches later, Blaine Krim took one out of the ballpark. Rockhounds chipped away. They got a Jeremy Ironman home run in the fourth inning, made it 4-1, and the Hounds scored twice in the sixth. Leadoff flare base hit by Zach Yelop. Jeremy Ironman reaches on a fielder's choice. Jordan Diaz, an RBI double, and he will later score on a wild pitch. Made it 4-3, but in the top half of the seventh, and after retiring six men in a row in the fifth and sixth, Nick Heiberger gives up a couple of walks, and as it turns out, both will come across to score. Dustin Harris, RBI double. Blaine Krim again, this time a sacrifice fly, and that made it a 6-3 ball game. The Rockhounds rallying back with two runs in the ninth inning, a one-out triple by Max Schumann, a one-out ground-out by Chase Calabwee brings the runner in, but that's the second out of the inning. Then Zach Yelop starts it all over again with a double into the left field corner. Jeremy Ironman, who had a really good day, an RBI single to right center, and that made it a 6-5 game. But for Ozuna, strikes out Jordan Diaz to end the game, and 6-5 the final. The box just went final, so we'll double-check our numbers. 6-6-1 for the Rough Riders in this game. 5-12-1 for the Hounds. Cole Reagans does indeed get the win, 1-1. Matt Milburn takes the loss, falls to 1-2. A hold for Seth Nordland, likewise for Chase Lee. And the save, although it was shaky, goes to Fur Ozuna. Mentioned 2:38 time of the game and just under 4,000 on a Sunday afternoon. Just a terrific wrap-up to this homestand in terms of the fans in the stands. Y'all were just tremendous. Take a quick look ahead where these two ball clubs go from here, and we'll wrap it up when Rockhounds Radio continues in a moment.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Frisco, another road series win. They have opened the year, as we have said, 10-2 on the road. They're now 14-7. The Riders will continue to lead the division by at least two games. They led the Rockhounds by, now lead the Rockhounds by four. The Rockhounds fall to 10-11 on the season, so they will be four games back. We're trying to grab a quick look, see if we can find the Amarillo ball game on the board. I love the computer has this great thing that it does. I call up the Texas League, and we get every other AA league as well. News is good for Frisco because Northwest Arkansas leading Amarillo 5-2 at Springdale. So the two teams most closely chasing the Rough Riders, of course, the Riders defeat the Rockhounds. San Antonio is losing at home to Springfield, in fact. And Corpus Christi playing at Tulsa, and I thought I saw a score on that a few moments ago. Yeah, sure did. Tulsa has defeated Corpus Christi 2-1. So yesterday the rest of the division kind of gained on the Riders. Not the case today. If Amarillo does not rally back, Frisco's win will be the only win among the five South Division teams. So they'll pack the bags and head for home with a series win, and they will expand their lead in the South Division. Riders watching on MILB TV are home beginning Tuesday to host the Arkansas Travelers at Riders Field. And I will greet you from Amarillo, Texas in Hodgetown. World's worst broadcast vantage point beginning on Tuesday. That'll be a six-game series Tuesday through Saturday evenings and Sunday in the afternoon from the Panhandle. So we'll see you Tuesday night. First pitch will be at 7:05. Six games in the books here. Thanks so much if you have been part of this. It was just a tremendous, tremendous group attendance-wise during this homestand. Thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate you. Hounds will be back home beginning Tuesday, May 10th. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at the ballpark where Frisco wins it by the final score of 6-5. And until Tuesday, we'll say so long, Red. So long, Leo. So long, Mr. Jackson. And so long, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.